Okay, so we'll begin here. In Perek Hey, we read good segments. In Perek Vav, Pasuk Aleph. We'll start again with this, with a number of psukim here. I'll just make one or two comments. The difference in Perek Vav. Vayhi Alon Hashem b'shtei plishtim shiva chadashim. Vayikru plishtim lakohanim lakosnim lemor. Ma na'aseh l'Alon Hashem. Hodiyunu. Tamen shalchenu l'mkomo. ויאמרו, אם משלחים את ארון אלוקי ישראל, אל תשלחו אותו ריקם, כי השם תשיבו לרשם. The intent is, השם תשיבו לרשם, there's a need for some expiation, some כפרה. אז תרפו, ונודע לכם, למה לא תצאו ידו מכם? ויאמרו, מה השם אשר נשיב לו? ויאמרו, הספץ אני פלישתים חמישה תחורי זהב וחמישה חברי זהב, כי מגיפה אחת בכולם ולפניכם. ועשיתם צלמי תחוריכם וצלמי אחבריכם המשחיתים את הארץ ונתתם אלוקי ישראל כבוד אולי יקל את הדומה עליכם ומעל אלוהיכם ומעל ארציכם ולמה תכבדו את דולבכם כאשר קיבלו מצרים ותראו הדיבן This is obviously quite relevant to the parashot that we're now reading parashot of Eira namely הכבדה בי פרו So why are you acting in a similar kind of fashion? הלא כאשר כלל בהם וישלחו בעיריכו ויצא ככו ועשו עגלה חדשה אחת ושתי פרות עולות אשר לא עלה להם אור ועשאתם את הפרות בעגלה ועשירותם ביניהם מאחוריהם הביתה ולקחתם את ארון השם ונתתם אותו על העגלה ונתחי הזהב אשר ישירותם לרשם תשימו בעגז מצידו ושילחתם אותו והלך וביתם אם דרך גבולו יעלה בית שמש הוא עשה לה בתורה הגדולה הזאת means if the Agala takes a direct course to Beit Shemesh, so therefore that's an indication that clearly everything is Beseder. That it's Ribono Shel Olam who is behind the entire enterprise. Bimlo, Biyadanu Ki Lo Yadonu Nagabanu Mikrehu Hayalanu. Otherwise it's simply happenstance that occurred. Vayasu Anakimke Vayikushne Parot Alot Vayasum Bagala Betnayem Kalu Babayit וישים את ארון השם על הגלה, ואת הגז, ואת חברי הזהב, ואת תלמיד חבריהם, וישנו הפרות בדרך, על דרך בית שמש, במציבה אחת הלכו הלוך וגאו, ולא שרו ימין ושמאל, ושני פלישתים הולכים אחריהם על גבול בית שמש. Let me just point out this word, which already the פרשני המקרא focus on, the word וישנו, you mentioned last time, the word itself actually is... Rashi points out here, Tevazu androgynous, du mini, because the yud implies that we're talking about the Shom Zachar, but the siyum, nun hei, implies the Shom Nekeva. And besides the Pshutel Shom Mikra, the Pshutel Shom Mikra is quite clear. Aisha and Aparot, the intention being that they went to Derech Aishara. However, Chazal see in this word another idea, even though I'm not sure, again, I'm asking, what's the Shoresh? The Shoresh clearly is related to the word Yashar. It seems to be the Shoresh HaPashut, the Hamukhak Yotem. Chazal see in this word something else. And all the Rishonim here have a field day, Rashi on the spot. Rashi points out over here that there's a remez, Rabotenu Pirshu Shehayu Omrot Shira. Close to Gemara Masechet Avodah Zarah. Gemara is very marich. And this idea is the halicha of the Agalot became a Shira of Kiddush Hashem. And if you look in the Gemara, Masechet Avodah Zarah, which I zirak, and Chavdal on the bed, the Gemara comments, Mai Vayisharna, the Gemara says, Amr Rav Yochanan, She'amru Shira. And there are several other opinions, Amr Rav Yochanan, She'amru Meir, Az Yashir Moshe Ule Yisrael. Chazal somehow related these two words, the word Vayisharna to the word Az Yashir Moshe Ule Yisrael, and Rashi says over there, Az Yashir Ki Ga'oga, Lishloach Yad B'Plishnim U'B'Dagon Eloheihem. And a bit later, okay, I'm not going to read all the different opinions the Gemara has on this particular position, but it's clear that the way the Gemara presents it, the way the Midrash presents it, almost as if the entire Bria, including the Parot, Plishtiot Eile, they were involved in Shira V'Shelach HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the fact that the Aron HaKodesh is on its way back. How the Gemara interprets this word by Yishan. As I said, I don't think it's Lefi Pshutosh HaMikra, the way the Pashanei HaMikra interpreted. But apparently what we have over here is the halicha of the parot, the fact that the parot on their own And that's the litmus test over here. Litmus test is if they go straight to Beit Shemesh, that's a siman that clearly HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's behind this entire enterprise. Otherwise, it's a mikre, it's a happenstance. And of the halicha, the parot itself becomes, takes something which was a chil Hashem and in effect transforms it into kiddush Hashem adir. That's how the Chazal, the Midrash, and some of the Midrashim here, there are a lot of Midrashim that actually interpret in a similar fashion. Okay, that's just the Chagav, Pasuk Yigimel. ובית שמש קוצרים ציר חיטים בעמק, וייסו את עיניהם ויראו את הארון וישמחו לראות. בית שמש happens to be the city that is closest to the Plishtim. That's the reason why בית שמש becomes the litmus test, the barometer. That's for this particular city in the Pasuk, in Pasuk Tet, in דרך גבולו יעלה בית שמש, הוא הסלה לתורה הגדולה. That's right. That's correct. נכון? ובית שמש קוצים ציר חיטים בעמק, ויסו את עיניהם ויראו את הארון, וישמחו לראות. I will see in a moment that the language here, ויישמחו לראות, is one that Chazal takes it to task for. Doesn't say ששמחו על הנס שבהחזרת הארון. They should have rejoiced over the fact that tremendous miracle. Here the Aaron was in captivity for so many months, and the hands of the Plishtim, and the simcha should have been over the Hachzarat Aron. But rather, if I can divide in the Pesuk, Vayismachu Lirot. Katush Shesamchu B'riyat Aron. They were happy at the sight of the Aron. And we'll see in a moment that the Simcha was apparently Shloka Hogan. In Pasuk Gitalit.
One other thing I was mentioning, instead of this point, is there was no attempt, I mean nowadays Israel would have made an attempt in the troops, and there was no attempt to try and capture it back.
That is also a matter which is clearly according to Chazal, one for which they were invited. There was no effort even to, as you said, to recapture the Aron when it was in captivity in the hands of the Plishtim for 7 months. Why? This is after the Plishtim were clearly had, shall we say, suffered debacles and disasters because of the Aron HaKodesh, and now they sent it. And Shivach HaBashim, the Pasuk said, we just read it actually a moment ago, that the Aron is as the Pasuk Perek Vav Pasuk Aleph. Vayi Aron Hashem Bisdei Plishtim Shivach HaDashim. It's no longer even in the cities. It's no longer ensconced in one of the cities in Gat, in Ekron. No longer, because they simply couldn't handle it. They realized that the presence of the Aron was clearly something which was, shall we say, inimical to their existence and threatening to their existence and menacing. And we see the results. And yet there was no effort, no attempt whatsoever to.
It's unfair to criticize them. They were broken and demoralized from a horrible defeat, and they had no leader. Eli had died. Shmuel was still young. Who was their leader at this point?
Okay, but I will show you in a moment. And I actually went ahead and decided to be ma'ayin into this matter a little bit in terms of the what this deal that I just made by Yisnuchu Birot, which I also found in Chazal. A similar deal. We'll know that you'll notice the following. I'm going to read a few more psukim before we focus on this. V'ha'agala ba'a el sde Yoshua bet ha'shimshi v'atamot sham. Notice that it's essentially operating on its own recognizance, on its own power, and it decides to stop at a particular spot. V'sham evin gola v'yivaku atatei agala v'taparot ve'elu ola l'ashem. It was once it came to the Sadot Bet Shemesh. So apparently the Agala deviated from the Derech HaYisharah, entered the field, and remained at an Evan Gdola. And apparently Anshe Beit Shemesh understood that Ratzui was an HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lakriv Karbonot Batomakom. That apparently it's proper to offer up a carbon in that particular spot. Even though it seems to be somewhat difficult, it says here, Helu Olal Hashem, and we're amazed. How is it possible to be Makriv Karbonot Shelo B'Makom HaMekudash? Named in Kama Mishkan. The Gemara says in the end of Masechet Zochin, the Gemara points out that during the period of time when there was no Mishkan, then you have a Heter Bamot. Then you have permission to go ahead and offer the Korban in a private kind of Mizbeach situation. And after Korban Shiloh, when Kashrut the Mishkan was transferred to Ir Nov, and the Mizbeach there was called Bamak Dola, then there were Makim Kabanot Tzibur, there were also Makim Kabanot Yachid. And but a korban nedava of any yachid, there you're allowed to be makiv even what's called the bamak tana. The Gemara says in Osei Adam al petach hatzera al petach ginato, you can make actually a bamak tana. You can build your own private. That's for nedava. But anyway, this is what you have to assume is what we're talking about over here. They went ahead, and mitoch simcha, they went ahead to Makar the Korban Zavar Hashem. That's the assumption that we have to assume. And it says, well, vayivakot atzei agala, and even though I'll just mention a halachic problem that the Rishonim already raised here. The korban olah, it can only come from the zachar. Im olah korbanom min hazachar bakar tamim gafiveno. And here we have haparot ve'alu olah Hashem. That's question one. And in general, here we also have another problem. How will they makru these parot? I just mentioned a halachic problem. I saw the Rishonim here somewhat on this. Since we're talking about something that was purchased from a non-Jew, so it could very well be there's a chash she'nestaba avera, that some avera occurred with this para. And the beginning, Rashi, the beginning of Vayikra points this out. So how would they mark these para? The Gemara actually deals with this question. The same sugya over there. I'm not going to go into halachic issue. It doesn't concern me right now. But anyway, either it was a horat sha'ah because of the nest that occurred. Here we're talking about a tremendous nest. Probably the avera kodesh is restored. Therefore, mitzad horat sha'ah, they felt the need to Makar the Korban, or it's a din klali that even Olat Nekeva is kasher b'mat yachid. Let's continue. V'alvim horilu t'aron Hashem v'et ha'agaz asher ito asher bo kli zahav v'yasimu l'evan ha'gdola v'yanshe bet shemesh v'elu olot v'yizbuchu zvachim v'yom ahu l'ashem. As you pointed out, as Guy pointed out correctly, and by the way, the notion, I think you see it in Tevi Yeshua, what you mentioned, the notion that bet shemesh was in among the Arei HaKohanim. As a matter of fact, it's pretty clear. Let me see if I can find it. Yeshua, Perek. If you look in Yeshua, in Perek Chaf Aleph, here it is. Perek Chaf Aleph, Yeshua Pasuk, Ted Zayin. It mentions that even before that, Pasuk Yigimel. Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Yigimel. Livnei Aron HaKohen, you see that? Notnu et ir miklad ha-vatzech, Hebron Yosher, Livna, Yatir, Cholon, Ayin, Bet Shemesh, V'et Nig Risheha. Arim Tesha, Me'et, Shnei Ashvatim Eila. So it's clear that Bet Shemesh is Me'arei HaKohanim. It was given to Bnei Aaron, and you look at Pasuk Yud, a bit earlier, by he with Bnei Aaron, Mimishpachot HaKatim Le'levi, Kila'em Haya HaGoral Rishona. So we're talking about an area that was given to Bnei Aaron from the Mishpacha of Gahat, Bnei Levi. As a matter of fact, only Bnei Gahat, as you know, allowed to carry the Aaron. Look at the beginning of Midbar, that's their function. Bakatev Yisrael. Torah says they're the ones who carry the Aron HaKodesh. And according to the Rambam, anyway, the Rambam says, Rambam writes that this mitzvah of Nisiyat Aron is a mitzvah shemutelet al HaKohanim. The Kohanim are the ones who are instructed, directed to carry the Aron HaKodesh. Fine. So here also we have the Levim who are being mitapel. And we say the Anshei Bet Shemesh, Shealu Olot, they're now offering up Korbanot.
Doesn't actually say at the beginning that it's Anshei Bet Shemesh.
No, it doesn't. That's correct.
And then it says after.
That's right. By the way, I think what you just, when we die, I think it's an excellent diuk, if I may just for a moment. Notice the Havchanahi between Levi'im, Shehorilu Taron Hashem, and Anshei Bet Shemesh, Shealu Olot, by Yizbuchu Zvachim. It's a very clear havchana, as I think Lisa pointed out correctly, between the two. In other words, you have each one involved in a specific task which devolves upon them.
It was not only Kohanim who lived in a New York Kohanim.
That's right, I understand. No question about it. Even though... no, because it was primarily consisted of Kohanim who lived in the city. But undoubtedly there were others as well. I don't think we have to assume that there were only Kohanim, even though someone
was... It was all Kohanim, right?
Correct. No, it was Ira Kohanim. Yeah. But Beit Shemesh, it's Me'area Kohanim, the Lav Dafke Ira Kohanim. I heard this distinction, someone told me many years ago, such a distinction. I mean, he's the dyke in the language of the... You also find in Chazal, that Nov is called Ira Kohanim. That's when we have Shaul HaMelech and the rather unpleasant, tragic story that occurred over there, but Beit Shemesh Me'area Kohanim, that's what Chazal say, and there were clearly also others, namely non-Kohanim, who also lived in Beit Shemesh.
Arei Kohanim as opposed to Arei Levim, as opposed to 42?
Yeah.
And what was the job of Arei Kohanim? You know, what was it? Could it have any particular...
No, it was the Yimiklat.
It was the Yimiklat? Yeah. As well? So it was
Yimiklat area, yeah.
There was 42 Arei Mikvah.
That's right.
Another six.
Right.
And there was also Arei Kohanim.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now just to get further, just to read this a little quickly because I just want to get to the main issue, the main dish, if you will. בחמישה שמי פלישתים ראו ביישוב את כל היום ראו ואלו צורי הזהב אשר השיב פלישתים על שם השם. Again, this caporal declaration that they brought, the Ashdod אחד, לעזה אחד, לאשקלון אחד, לגת אחד, לכל אחד. ואחרי הזהב מספר כל הרי פלישתים וחמישה שמים מהם נמצא וירקוף הפזי. ויהיה לבל הגדולה שהניחו לה את אלון השם על היום הזה בשדה יהושע בית השמשי. Interesting. Okay. I was a bit disturbed here in Pasuk Tet Zayin. It mentions Chamisha Sanei Poshim Ra'u by Yeshua Ekron by Yom Ahu. This troubled me a little bit because what was the test? The test was what we said earlier, namely in Pasuk Tet. Im Derech Ulo Yala Bet Shemesh Azu Asalana Tu Agdola. Im Lo V'Yadana Kol Yadana Gabbana Mikrehu Hayalano. And therefore that matter was now resolved. Correct? So why does Navi have to mention by Yashu Lekom by Yom Ahu? Why should they return? Why should they stay there? I mean, of course, the matter has now been resolved. The litmus test that they articulated has now been, shall we say, concretized. And the Chlal, but bothers me even further, why is it suddenly written in the middle of this whole inyan? Here we're having a discussion of the Simcha of Achzarat Aaron, correct? It should be written, I would say, at the end. I mean, after they saw the Akarat HaKobalot and the Simcha, it should be written, B'Sofa Inyan. Why Dafka is it placed in the middle of the Inyan? By Yashu Rasho by Yom Ahu?
Or not Chalata Inyan, because they were there to see whether or not it would be guided to Beit Shemesh.
So that should
have... Once they saw it was guided to Beit Shemesh before even the Yom
exactly.
They should have returned.
Azlam Nechnas Pito B'Yemtza. The mother Friyali. Probably I didn't see anyone really addressing this particular issue. Why is this Pasuk found Dafka in the middle? I mean, maybe, and this is our conjecture, perhaps one could suggest that the Navi is trying to teach us that had they remained, let's say, in Beit Shemesh several more hours, so then perhaps they would have seen something else, which Rahman al-Assam would have been absolutely ghastly. They would have seen the Baka that occurred to Am Yisrael.
Would be in between.
Correct. Exactly. Something very, very similar, of similar nature. And then they would have said that Lo Rak She'aron Makeh Bahem, or Gam Ken Yisrael. In other words, that they are not the only ones who are the recipients of the tragedy, but also Am Yisrael also is the recipient of this tragedy. And they don't realize that the reason why Am Yisrael was smitten by the tragedy because of their unfortunate gisha to the Aron HaKodesh, their total lack of understanding of the role of the Aron HaKodesh and the role of Hashem, etc. vis-a-vis the Aron HaKodesh and using the Aron HaKodesh as a talisman, as a kind of, as a means to an end, Bizui HaAron, if you will, and therefore there would have been a Chilul Hashem, would have been a terrible Chilul Hashem. And that's why Dafka, I believe it mentions over here, Dafka in the middle, by Yeshuv Ekro Bayomo. It's a conjecture. This might be the reason for this particular insertion at this point. Okay.
Not only that, but the Plishtim undoubtedly handled the from the start, from the time that they captured it, they undoubtedly handled it.
Even though,
and there's no evidence to state that that anybody was immediately dealt with like the Jews were. And there was fine. There was eventually a magefa of hemorrhoids, but before that, it must have been handled by 50 different guys.
Yep. Yeah,
so they can handle
pressure.
It, but we touch it, and we're instantly...
Correct. We're effectively out. I think first of all, it's clear what you said is correct, because the Pesukim indicates, beginning in Parakeh, by Chup Lishtim et Aron HaElokim, by Yavir Oto Beit Magom, by Yatzig Oto Eitz Odagom, the buildings, unquestionably...
They touch it with impunity.
Right,
nothing.
Right. They're not affected by Kiyuzeh, and yet, clearly, we are... Rahman al-Assam tragically affected the Yad, impacted Neely. Very good. I mean, I think that's an explanation is very plausible. Why Daf gets mentioned, why it's inserted in the middle of these Sukkim. Because the guy said it should be at the beginning or at the end, but why not be thrown in the middle? Yeah.
I'm a little bothered by Yud Zayin and Yud Chet. Until we get to that Pasuk, that could be an end very nicely. And then suddenly we get this list of the things that the Pishtim brought. That's a bit that doesn't seem to fit to me. It seems to stand out. Those Sukkim in the middle of the story. If that wasn't there,
why is that found there?
Exactly. We didn't have that, so they went back to Ekron, and then we have the next thing happening. But this whole description of the things they brought.
Of the Nafsham.
Yeah. The Kaparaz. It makes sense.
Although it's a Hemshech, but we had actually earlier.
No, the comment, why are we getting it again? We know.
Right. Okay. Fine.
Maybe it comes as a separation between the two.
Means between what happened by Yachna and Shebet Shemesh.
Yes. Tell us to show the separation. They went home, then we get over the story a little bit, then we tell us about it.
Okay. Okay, now the difficulty that immediately arises, which is the main issue, the main course, as I said, in this particular chapter, is what Chazal has spent a lot of time on, and maybe we should try to understand the Lefi Pshuto Shel Mikra before we go and speculate and engage in kinds of, all kinds of other theoretical discussion, namely, Pasuk Yutet, Vayach Ban Shei Beit Shemesh, Ki Ra'u Ba'aron Hashem, Vayach Ba'am, Shivim Ish, Chamishim Elef Ish. By the way, of course, this immediately raises eyebrows, the language of the text. Had it referred to the number that we think it refers to, namely, Hamishim Elef Ish plus Oshivim, should have stated it in a very clear and emphatic kind of form, namely, 50,000, 70 people died. It doesn't say that. So, Vayach Ba'am Shivim Ish, Hamishim Elef Ish. Must come to some way, unwieldy way of expressing something imaginable. Again, Chazal on top of this, but before I get to that, Vayitabuhan, I'm sorry?
Vayach is repeated as well.
I'm coming to that also. There's a repetition of the word Vayach. It means first it says, beginning of the Pasuk, as Lucy points out, Vayach Banche Be'er, Shiru Ba'un Hashem, and then, once again, Vayach Ba'am, Shivim Ish, Chamishim Elef Ish, Vayitabuhan, Ki Ika Hashem Ba'am, Vaka Dola. And let's just read one or two more Pesukim. Vayamu Anshei Beit Shemesh, Miyuchal La'amod Bnei Hashem, Ha'elokim HaKadosh Hazeh. What does that remind you of? It should remind you of the language that was used by the Plishtim earlier when they described the Amun HaKadosh. It's just amazing that there's such a parallel. You know, it's not exactly the same Lashon, but it's quite similar. If you look at the initial reaction of the Plishtim... I'm sorry?
Oilanu.
Correct. Nachon. The language of Oilanu, and they speak about Ha'elohim Ha'adirim Ha'ilu. And here also we have actually, as I said, not exactly the same language, but of a similar nature, where Mi Yuchal La'amod Bnei Hashem Ha'elohim HaKadosh Hazeh V'yal Mi Ya'aleh Me'aleinu. And let's just read one more pasuk, and then we'll discuss some of these issues. V'yishchua Malachim Ha'yoshvei Kiyat Yarim Neymar He'shiru Plishtim Et Alon Hashem Ridu Ha'alu Al To Alechet, which is an absolutely amazing thing here. That's the irony. The Plishtim, the capture of the Arun HaKodesh, and then of course immediately begins to wreak havoc among the Plishtim. They try to get rid of it as quickly as they can. And here, the Arun HaKodesh comes back to Beit Shemesh, and the results are, if you will, of a similar nature, almost paralleling that which occurred in the context of the Plishtim. And of course the reaction is, Mi Yuchal La'amod, V'yalmi Ya'aleh Mi'aleinu, V'yishlachu, Heishivu Plishtim Et Arun, Bridu Ha'alu Ato Aleichem. Let's get rid of it as quickly as he possibly can. It's amazing the parallel between the two situations. But just returning for a moment to the issue of Vayach. First of all, as Lisa pointed out, Vayach in Pasuk Yutet appears twice. It means first, a description of the Makkah, and second, a description of the Mispar, of the number of people that were involved. And the people say the Aron has come back to us, and the assumption, of course, is that the Aron will remain with them. But the question is, what exactly was the Chet? And that's what the Chazal have a field day. Exactly what was the nature of the Chet? And as I said a few moments ago, when the Aron originally was on its way back, Vayismichu Lirot. I'm coming to that, exactly. I believe this deal gives a correct deal in the guide next, and it's exactly the deal I was going to make. Namely, there's something here in terms of the Ri'iyah. And that is apparently what Chazal takes it to task for. And I want to show you just a number of examples where actually this idea, this notion, is seen very clearly. In other merit, You have a number of times in the Tanakh, I just jotted down for myself a number of examples. There are many cases where the Torah actually presents to us a clear messer, a clear message. Ri'iyah should lead to yir'ah. It means whenever you have ri'iyah, you have contact with, whether it's Ribono Shel Olam v'Kvodo v'Atzmo, or contact with a scene, I'm going to mention a number of such cases in a moment, the reaction always is one of Yirat Shamayim. It engenders a certain fear, certain Yirat HaRavamut. I'll just give you a number of examples that I jotted down. The first is Sneh. We just read it actually in last week's Parshat HaShavua. Vayirah Malach Hashem Ilah V'Lapat Esh Mitoch HaSneh. Vayomer Moshe, Asura Na Ve'ereh Et HaMareh HaGadol Hazeh Madua Lo Yivar HaSneh Vayar Hashem Kisar. Oh, be woke. Why don't you look at it? Why am I just playing around here? So Rashi looks out. We're still allowed to see it. If you look in Sefer Shmot, right at the beginning, by the Sneh, the language is Sum B'diyak, B'diyak L'Hafui. Starting from Pasuk Bet. Paragimel, I'm sorry. Paragimel Pasuk Bet. Here the Torah says, V'agivra malach Hashem Elah B'lapat Yish Medoch HaSneh V'ayar, V'inei HaSneh B'oreh V'ayish V'asneh Imenu V'ukal, V'ayom Moshe Asurana V'ereh. Et amareh agadol hazeh. Notice the language ri'iyah, nothing right. Madu alo yivaseh, vayar Hashem kisar lirot. The verb ri'iyah appears any number of times. Example number one. Example number two, Kriyat Yamsuf. You look in Bishalach, you see also of a similar nature when Am Yisrael finds himself in a rather beleaguered situation. The Mitzrayim are pursuing them relentlessly. The Yam is in front of them. So the Torah tells us that when Klal Yisrael see this, they're of course immediately in a kind of panic. And the Pasuk says, B'nei Mitzrayim Noseach Areyem, V'yiru Me'od, V'yitzaku B'nei Yisrael El Hashem. And V'yomu El Moshe HaMibli En Kvarim Mitzrayim, V'kachtanu L'mut HaMibar, Nazot Asit Alanu, Lo Tziyanu Mitzrayim. It's right here. If you look in Perek Yudalid, Pasuk, start with Yud, ופרעו הקריב, אוקיי? ויסו בני ישראל ביניהם, בני מצרים נוסח עליהם, ויראו מאוד, ויצעקו בני ישראל להשם, ויאמרו למשה, המדינים הם קרובים מצרים, וחתם אמרו למדבר, ועזות עשית לנו עוצר ממצרים, אבל זה הדבר, אשר ציוון הולך למצרים, ואומר, חדל ממנו ונעדת מצרים, כי טוב לנו, עבוד מצרים ותן לנו, ויום השם, אל תראו, התייעצו, וראו את ישועת השם. נורס לנגוש של ראייה, אשר יעשה לכם היום, כי אשר ראיתם את מצרים היום, לא תוסיפו לראותם עוד עד עולם. השם ילחם לכם, ויתן תחרישון. Again, go a bit further. I'm skipping now a little bit. But right before the Kriyat Yamsuf, right before the Shira, again, the Pasuk says, Perek, where is this? Yudala Pasuk Lambi. Vayusha Hashem, Vayom Ahut Yisrael, Meyam Yisrael, Vayar Yisrael et Mitzrayim, Meit Asat Hayam, Vayar Yisrael et Hayar Agdola Asher Asa Hashem et Mitzrayim. What's the reaction? Vayiru Ha'am et Hashem, Vayamina Vashem Moshe Adon. Ri'iya leads to Yirat Hashem. Yirat Ha'amud, Emunah. And another example.
Anagram.
What?
Anagram.
Correct.
Liyah,
Yadav. Nachon, exactly. Classic situation. Another example. Ma'amad HaSinai. I got it down for myself about 10 examples, but you don't have to go through all 10. Looking in Pashat Yitro, you'll see, again, one of the most famous Sukkim. Exactly. This is exactly what Johnny pointed out. Take a look right after Matan Torah. Let's say, right after the Aser Vazibot Sinterik, Kaf Pasuk Yudalid. There exactly have the language. Right as I said, V'chol ha'am ro'im et ha'kolot v'yet ha'lapidim. V'yed kol ha'shofar v'yet ha'har ha'shem. V'yar ha'am v'yanu v'yamnu merachok. And a bit later, V'yom Moshe d'aber ta imanu b'nishma I'daber imanu lokim pen amut. And it says, V'yom Moshe l'am al tiro ki l'vavu nasot etchem bo'a elokim u'vavu tiye yirato al p'neichem. Levilti techetau means what's the whole nature of this ri'iyah? What should it lead to? It should lead to Yirat Hashem. Again, uvabur tiyeh yirato al pnechem levilti techetau. And then you could see it a bit further in the pasuk yichel. Hayom Hashem Moshe kol tomar bnei Yisrael atem ri'iten ki min hashamayim dibarti imachem. Again, an example where ri'iyah has to lead to a situation of Yirat Hashem. Yivato apanechem levilti techetau. Let me just show you a few other examples. You see this also in Pashaki Tisa. There also, in the end of the Pashat HaShavua, the Torah describes the Koran or Pnei Moshe. If you look at the end of Pashaki Tisa, that's in Perek Lamed Aleph, the end of Perek Lamed Aleph, just read the psukim. Again, I could actually read many psukim, because there also you have Bira'a kol ama she'ata b'kibo et ma'aseh Hashem kinora hu asher ani oseh imach. I'm just skipping now a number of psukim, but you could see it there. You see what I'm referring to? It's in Perek Lamedalid Pasuk Yud. We'll start with that. You see Perek Lamedalid Pasuk Yud Vayomer? I'm sorry, there's Lamedalid Yud. Vayomer hinei anochi korei brit. Neged kol amcha asen nifloot asher lo nevi b'chol ha'atzu b'chol ha'vim. Bera'a kol ama she'ata b'kibo et ma'aseh Hashem kinora hu asher ani oseh imach. Now I'm skipping all the psukim relating to Shalosh V'galim, and now going to the end of the Parashat HaShavua, that parasha named the Parashat HaKitisa. So there also the Torah says, with reference to Moshe Rabbeinu, start with Pasuk Lamed, Vayihi, or Kotet, Vayihi Bered Moshe Me'ar Sinai, Shnei Luchot Nedu B'Yad Moshe, V'Yitom Enam Moshe Le'Yada, Ki Karan Or Panav, Vayar Aaron, V'Chol B'nei Yisrael Et Moshe, V'Hinei Karan Or Panav, and what's the reaction? Vayiru Migeshet Elav. Again, Re'iya, Yira. We almost, I don't remember, but you see very clearly. And there are many other such examples.
Shokim Manoah.
That's right. Very good. Excellent. Just read the text again.
Vayomer Manoah, well, before that, Lo yosaf od malach Hashem lehera o el Manoah velishto. Azed amalok ki malach Hashem hu.
Excellent.
Vayomer Manoah velishto mot namuch ki elokim
ba'im. Excellent. Beautiful. Excellent. I mean, I have others. I didn't actually include that one among my ten. But there are many, many such examples. Like, for example, I have in Sefer Dvarim, we're not going through all of it. I'll just read you another one or two. In Sefer Dvarim, you have Hein Haran Hashem and Pashad Ve'et Hanan. I'll read you the text as opposed to, unless you want to see everything. That's fine. I mean, you're right. I'll let you say, Otiot Machkimot. Hein Haran Hashem Elokeinu Et Kvodo Ve'et Galo. Shaman B'Tocha Esh, Hayom Hazeh Ve'inu Ki Daber Elokim Et Adam Ve'chag, Ata Lama Namut. כי תוכלנו, האש הגדולה הזאת, אם יוצאים אנחנו לראות, לשמוע את כל השם הולכים עוד למטה. Let's find that. In Parashat Ve'et Hanan, we'll see again a very similar connection. Here it is. In Perek Hei, Pasuk Yudchet, ready for Aseret Dibrot, again. את הדברים האלה דברי השם על כל כחן בהר, מתוך האש ענן וערפל, כל גדל ולא יצא, ויכתבי משנה לוחות אבלים בעניין מלאי, והיא, כי שמחם את הכל מתוך החושב ויהר בהר באש, והתקבון אליי, כל אשר שבטחם וסתכם. ויתאמרו, הן הרענו, השם אלוקינו, הרענו, את כבודו ואת גלו, ואת כל אשר ואמצע ראש, היום הזה ראינו, כי ידבר אלוקים את אדם ואחרי, ויעתה, למה נמות? Very similar to the, what you just described in Shoftim, with מנוח, כי תוכלנו יש הגדולה הזאת, אם יוסים אנחנו לשמוע, את כל השם אלוקינו עוד למתנו, כי מי כל בשר, etc., etc. Or another example, Bira'u kalameh ha'aret kishev Hashem nikra alecha biyaru mimeka. Again, Re'iya Yira. So apparently, it seems that Yesh Makom Pol Dayek Mashu Baleh. Similar deed coming back now to Shmuel, that apparently the issue here, and this is exactly what apparently Chazal have been the Dayek from the two words that I mentioned to you, ki ra'u. And as the earlier pasuk that we refer to, not just this pasuk that mentions Vayach v'anshei Bet Shemesh ki ra'u baron Hashem, but the earlier pasuk by Yisnechu lir'ot. What happened? What happened was there was a riyah and it stopped there. It did not go further, did not lead to a situation of Yirat Hashem. And therefore this apparently was the chet lefi pshuto shel mikra. This I think is la'amito shel Torah. Yeah, I have many other proofs that I can show you this same idea. But in Chazal has a field day. I can't begin to describe, I'm talking about Pashadam Mikra. I have an absolute field day trying to figure out exactly what was the chet and what happened. And I'll just read you a number of statements. Rashi, what's the name? We'll start here. Okay, you don't have the Pashadam Mikra in front of you, you have the text in front of you. And that's very good to mark it to learn the Shutal Shal Mikra. I'm not against the Shutal Shal Mikra. But, in Chazal we find a number of different positions. I'll just read you some of them. And to me, I believe that they all have the Mechadem Shutaf of the Shutal Shal Mikra. So I want to read into all of them. I'll give you a similar example, and maybe before we even read these and Mikra, if you remember, with the children of Aaron HaKohen, Bayamat Nadav Avihu, Lefnei Hashem, Bakivam Eisarav, Lefnei Hashem, Banim Lo Yu Lahem, Vaychayim, Rav Yitzana, Tachat, in place of them. Both the Chet of Nadav Avihu. Pasuk does not really, he just tells us, Bayakriv Lefnei Hashem Eisara, Hashem Lo Tivalotam. And by Yamud Lefnei Hashem. And then the reaction is, Bekolai Kadesh, Yalpanei Kalam Ekadei, Vayidom Aro. So what exactly is the Chet? The Torah doesn't tell us. Even though that's not completely true, Rav Soloveitchik has a diok which he claims is the Pshuto Shel Mikra, namely, by a Kriv Lefnei Hashem Eis Zara, and the critical words are, Asher Lo Tziva Otam. Those four words capture, the Pshuto Shel Mikra capture the essence of the Chet. Now you have in Chazal all kinds of very fascinating theories that are presented, such as, Lo Kimu Mitzvah Peruvu. And perhaps a better one, which seems to be more in line with the text, because right after this, Chazal sees the smichut of the psukim. Right after this, it says, Aaron is told, Moshe tells, Yain v'shecha, yeah, we have a Kohen talking, Yain v'shecha al tesht, ata uvanecha itach, bevoachem alo moed, velo tamutu. So the Chazal say, nichnesu shtuya yain v'midash. So that, by the way, certainly makes sense, because of the smichut of the pashio. But then you have many others, that Horu alacha b'tnei Rabban, the Paschi and the Shailon, the presence of Moshe Rabbeinu, the presence of the Rebbe, and you have a whole list of others. But I would venture to say that even all these situations, the way I like to interpret it, I think the way Pashtun and Mikra interpret it in a similar vein, they try to create some artificial ecstasy, and they try to somehow, if you will, even somehow detach themselves from Olam Hazeh, from this world, and sort of create a kind of artificially ecstatic kind of situation for themselves. But the bottom line is Asher Lo Tivalta. So now I'm just going to read you the Kama from the Pashtun and Mikra, and Vayach Banshe Bet Shemesh Yirau Ba'arun Hashem. Yes, the Midrash, Mishum Dirau Vayach, exactly opposite of the Pashtun and Mikra. I can't imagine. Just because they saw the Arom Bet Hashem Vayach, they should receive such a, means Aletim HaIstaklut, because of the Istaklut they should be punished. So it says the Gemara, it says the Chazal, Chadamar, this is the Gemara Masechet Sotah I'm reading, and that's on here, Malaf. It's all daf devoted to this. Chalama, kotzvin u'mishtachavim ha'yu. What does that mean? Says Rashi, lo bitlu mimlachtam lechado. Means the Aaron came, they continued working as if nothing happened. What are we getting all excited about? I have my work to do. I'm a farmer. I have to complete the ktsira. I have to complete the that which I have to do. Note, Rashi says, I'm reading Rashi, v'hai ra'u l'shom bizayonu. They ignored the return of the Aaron HaKadosh. And by the way, that's also midyak in the language. Vayisnechu li'ot. It was a riyah. Achshav chazur l'avodatam. Kilushu l'avodokara. Means they take something which, of course, is of momentous significance and essentially ignore it.
That's
not that Shemesh. Oui. One man Yama says, Nili Nami Amur, Kanivesh Dibu Shaloka Hogan. And I just go further. Another man Yama says, Nichrifah Yiriyah Shal Ha'aron. Apparently the wind, I guess, came and it must have moved the Yiriyah, the cover of the Aaron. Bira Ubo. What's the problem, says Rashi? The problem is, Katubatara, Pashab Baniba. Bulo Yavo, we wrote, Kibalat HaKodesh Ramaytum. Maybe we showed him a term, that's a big discussion among Yishon, the last pasuk in Pashat HaMidbar. It says, V'loyavol li'rot kivalat HaKodesh. If the Aron HaKodesh is uncovered, or that man is not loved after the Aron HaKodesh, any kli of the kli HaMishkan, the kli HaShareg, uncovered, you're not allowed to see, to witness the kli in its nakedness, so to speak. Otherwise, Chas V'Shalom, the Torah says, the prescription, the onesh is v'meto, a very serious penalty that's meted out for such an avirah. So therefore, that's another opinion, and I'll just read you. Oh,
because it's
Kira'u Ba'aron. Excellent. Yeah. I thought it's in the Psukim. Mamash Kira'u Ba'aron Hashem. I saw exactly the same thing. Mamash Ba'aron Hashem. And that's the Pasuk in the Chumash. Now I'll read you a little bit further. Listen to this line. This is now Bereshit Baba. I finished with Gemara, and now Bereshit Baba. Bereshit Baba says, למה לקחו אנשי בית שמש? על ידי שהיו מליזין בארון. מליזין, הכוונה, ליצנות, התנודסו בארון. אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, אם תנגולת של אחד מהם עבדה, had a tanagolet, the chicken left the coop, היה מחזיר עליה כמה פתחים להביאה. What would you have done to restore that chicken? וארוני בשדה הפלישתים שבעה חדשים, ואין אתם משליחים בו? You simply, even the chicken you have more than a chair tzua. Then you're on a kodesh. And that was basically, here we have ke'ev ha-shechina, but lo kavu ta, ke'ev shal shechina. Lo, lemaseh, they didn't do anything. There was no effort made on their part. And we're talking about the Aron is no longer in Skant among the Plishtim. No longer in Ekron, no longer in Gath, no longer in Ashdod. It's Bistea Plishtim. Why could they not made a basic fundamental effort to retrieve their Aron HaKodesh?
Yeah.
Right, right, exactly. Right, so the Chemish is this city that borders there in the Plishtim.
The same idea with the
נכון, ידענו לו, לא שפכו את הדם הזה, ומגדו לו הערים אשר תלות נחלה.
Right,
that's correct. נכון, this is unbelievable. That, also, Kohanim, if anyone should have a Yishuv, I'm not Kohanim, so Lisa says 1,000% correct. So the Kohanim, I just want to...
How would they work in the farm?
No, first of all, no. I would say, no, we said earlier.
Well, could that be why it separated 70 from...
we'll come to that in a few moments. Good, excellent. Very good. Excellent. We're moving along. I just want to read you one more midrash. No, very good. I mean, just excellent. It was extracting everything from the Sukkim. I want to read you one more midrash, which more or less, I think, it's a ton of Elio that I found, which also, I think... encompasses the same yisod. They write, "V'anshei Beit Shemesh, kevin sharu et Aaron, hayalahem litol et habegadim shalem ulahanicham al pneihem." In order what? That they shouldn't see that on a kodesh, because the apostle will not live out kevalat a kodesh v'aneitum. V'ayu tzichim lavo v'lipol v'tnei Aaron sha'achat o shtayim o shalosh ad sheyitkaseh Aaron shemelam malchi ha'malchim hakadosh baruch hu, kedei sheyitgadel v'yitkadesh shmo shehakadosh baruch hu misof ha'olam v'yad sofo. והם לא עשו כן, אלא כשהיו רואים את הארון, התחילו שוחקים וזופים את עיניהם ועומדים ומרקדים ומדברים דברים טרים. אומרים בו מדרש. Okay, I agree to מדרש.
What would they expect you to do?
It said they should have, number one, taken their garments and nearly covered their faces, so they shouldn't see the ארון, and they should have prostrated themselves before the ארון, שעה אחת או שתיים או שלוש, עד שיתכסה הארון שמר מלכי המלכים הקדוש ברוך הוא. Till the Aaron will be completely מכוסה, I guess, could be with their garments, כדי שיתגדל ויתגדל שמו של הקדוש ברוך הוא מסוף העולם ועד סוף הבאים, לא עשו כן. אלא כשהיו רואים את הארון, התחילו שוחקים, שוחקים, means they began to, if I can translate it a little literally, what?
Get wild.
Exactly. וזופים את עיניהם, ועומדים ומרקדים, ומדברים דברים טובים.
And who saw this?
I wanted to
say.
Exactly. Unbelievable. Sanea Plishtim are the ones who see what's happening. How call you so? Stream that on our Kodesh? Because they play.
I keep thinking, though, David's bringing the Aaron to your
Okay, so that needs discussion.
And I know that it was.
David haya mefazez umechaker. Bechol libov. Batilez Michal. Michal bat Shaul.
Batilez approved.
But she was punished for that. She was wrong, right? Correct? No. No, on contrary. There, the Shechina defends him. David with Amelach, and Rambam quotes it actually. Unikaloti od bezot. That's the lashon of the pasuk.
Who's the other guy who?
Uzza.
Uzza,
yes. Separate story. Okay. That's right. Parat Hashem Peretz beUzza. So there are three different situations. Actually, each one really requires some examination. I would say that even the fourth, is the one I mentioned, the death of Nadav Avihu. I mean, really, the punishment does not seem to fit the crime. That seems to be the most difficult. Elements. How do you the onesh la? That's very difficult. But anyway, it seems to me all these midrashim, and the last one to me is a striking one, even though you described it, it's really here in the nerve court over here. But I understand what you said very well. You know, it's simchat Torah that you just sometimes yesh makom. But that's coming from an English woman.
I love it. Very hates it.
Okay. But what's mishutav? What's mishutav v'chol midrashim? Is very clear. There's kalud rosh. There's no yirat hakavod. ולא הסתכלו על אהרון הקודש כמו שצריך. I mean, it's almost, אין יחס לאהרון הקודש. It's incredible.
On the other hand, what's been going on for the last, you know, many years of Hophni and Pinchas? They haven't seen a korban done properly for a generation. They have no idea.
You're being malam in tzchut.
Yeah, I just think, yeah, how can you really blame them? They were the ones trying to do things right with Hophni and Pinchas, and they're the ones grabbing the meat and telling them, no, no, we want it first. What?
Hold on.
What do we want from them?
No, a little bit for some reason reminds me of the contrast of Shem and Yefet with Cham when they saw
Noah
in his state. What the Midrash expects of what the Jews were supposed to have done is kind of what Shem and Yefet did.
As opposed to Cham.
As opposed to Cham, Vayah Cham, Avichanan et Avat Aviv.
Nachon.
You're meant to have this instinct.
I like it very much. What Guy says.
Yeah.
Again, Afalachi once long left his Osha and the reaction of Shem and Yefet as opposed to Chav. I mean, very mitaikin psukim there, he has a lot to say on it. And the Rav Soloveitchik has a whole thesis where he explained that there's a distinction between what he called the moral gesture or the aesthetic gesture. In Shem and Yefet, forget about Chav. Chav already is Nechutz Salachan and Gamre. But even Shem and Yefet, Chazal say that by Yikach Shem and Yefet, the Shodachid, that Shem was the one she tamid for mitzvah, and Yefet simply followed. And the Rav said Yefet did it out of aesthetic considerations. I mean, that's why Yaf Elokim Yefet, the bracha he received. Hashenkin Shem, he called Kuzari. Kuzari said the Inyan Eloki was given to Shem because Shem did it as a moral, ethical gesture. And there's a distinction between
the Greeks and the Jews.
Exactly, that's what Rav said. There's a distinction between the Greeks. There's also a famous drasha he gave on this. The Greek approach is an aesthetic approach, and the Jewish approach is moral, ethical kind of approach, a more profound one. And the other is more superficial, more mannerism, but what's called Hakol Kimin Hagam Dina, when in Rome, like Roman candles. But it's not something which is inherent, which is essential. Mahuti, the word Mahuti is a Mashu Shikhi, Mashu Esteti, that's how we explain that whole. It was a 2 hour drasha, and he's so many dukin in the language of Psukim, but also what you pointed out, Bayar. Bayar Hamaviknan, and the reaction, instead of being one of Hara, Bayageh Lishnei Chabachutz. Bayageh. Time to, shall we say, spread the, okay, well, I don't know what time it is, but I don't know, I see it, it's not anyway. Okay, so we'll come back to this Shavinish, because it needs to be, but I believe what was said tonight is like Toshal Torah. I mean, it's very Medudic in the Pshut Toshal.
Is it attacking the Sanhedrin, the Shavinish? Is there
No.
Why wasn't there, from the
leadership
of Israel,
not that specifically, but we'll see about, okay.